You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you kidding me?
You are looking live.
Winning cures everything. Now for your hosts, Gary and Chris.
What's up, what's up? Winning cures everything. I'm Gary.
And I'm Chris.
And this is the NFL preview show for week number 8. Of course, you can always find more information about us over at winningcureseverything.com. Good stuff, good stuff. Winningcureseverything.com has got everything about us. Our Facebook, our Twitter, all of our social media stuff, previews, picks, etc. If you're watching on YouTube, hit that subscribe button. Leave some comments. Tell your buddies about it. Share the show out. Tell us what you like about these games. Tell us certain notes that maybe we didn't know that's going to help us with some picks later on. Just saying. So if you're watching on YouTube, hit subscribe. If you're listening on the podcast, hit subscribe. On Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, whatever. On Apple Podcasts, make sure you leave a nice review for us. We do appreciate that very, very much. We did have another review. We will read it during the gambling picks segment. And this guy, I think TJ was his name. Super nice guy. Super nice. We don't always get a lot of those. But the reviews have been awesome. Thank you guys for putting those in. They help out more than you know. The show, always brought to you by Tunica, Mississippi, the South's premier sports gambling destination. They got six. Count them. Six. Incredible sports books. You can find more information on them over at tunicatravel.com. They got good stuff going on down there. It's a great place to visit. Take the family. Go play some golf. Go hit the slots a little bit. Hit them card tables. Let's do this. Let's jump in. Are you ready? NFL, man. Let's do this. The game that we picked to be the game of the week. Now, and there wasn't a lot of them this week because it seemed like every matchup was a good team against a bad team. And there ain't nothing interesting about that. Like, it may be interesting after if somebody pulls off like some crazy upset. But right now, just going in and looking at it, it's like, how the hell are they going to win? So, we're going to jump into this one. Game number one. The Panthers at the 49ers. 49ers a 5.5-point favorite. The 49ers are undefeated right now. The Panthers, undefeated with Kyle Allen.
That's right.
So, basically, this team's undefeated too. Just saying. It's a different team. Total is 41.5. It's 3.05 p.m. on Fox from Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara. Kyle Allen is starting again. I want to ask you a quick, like, just brief, off-the-top question. Don't think too much about this. Should the Panthers try and trade Cam before the deadline?
Yes.
Yes? I agree. I don't think there's any reason to go back to this guy.
We've been clear on that.
Yeah.
I mean, we've kind of said that every week.
Well, the trade deadline's coming up. I'm just, you know, got to throw it back
out
there.
Get something for him.
Yeah, I think you absolutely
could. Buy it.
I mean, what could you get? Like a third?
No, you're not getting a third for him.
I mean, what do you think?
I mean, you're probably getting a fifth.
Think it's worth it? Yeah, he's not playing for
you. What are you talking about? Yeah. Is it worth it? He's not going to play for you next year.
That's true.
We're done.
Well, I'm just saying, he's, you know, in case something happens to Kyle Allen, you got a decent backup at that point.
you're not worried about backups this part of the season.
That's true.
This part of the season, Kyle was your backup. He's now the right guy. You move on.
That's it. Okay. Okay. Point differential, 49ers second in the league behind the Patriots. And that's really, like, they're about half of what the Patriots are. So it's not even the same class. But
What is the point differential?
Patriots is like 172.
Well, I know what they are. No, they're 175. What are they?
Theirs is, I think, either 94 or 92.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pats are 175.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. It's just absurd. Yeah, 49ers, really good. That really defensive front seven is absolutely legit. And obviously the Redskins helped with that last week, made them numbers look even better. Now that was in a rainstorm, all kind of mess. But 49ers get to go home in a big-time matchup. They do not cover often at home. The game that they covered and just blew the brakes off of the Browns, that was only their second cover as a home favorite in like the last 21 contests, which is pretty absurd. I know you're not a big trends guy.
Because they haven't been home favorites in like 4 years.
No, they've been home favorites. Now, granted, it's typically by like 3 points or whatever against not good teams, but they hadn't even covered against good teams or bad teams.
That's fine.
So this is a completely different team here.
None of those stats matter.
You have got that right. Let's do picks. Let's do picks. You like the Panthers here?
I love the Panthers here.
I like the same thing. I think it's too many points. I think this is a field goal contest. I think these defenses, like if I was going to go anywhere, I might go the under. Like under 41.5?
Not touching that. It wouldn't surprise me if they could score.
I don't know, man. Those defenses are legit. And this seems like...
I agree, but look, man, last week I thought a lot of unders were going to hit too, and then every team in the league hit 50 or 60.
That's true.
I don't know of one game outside of the Washington game that went under. The Pats game went under. That might be the list.
Yeah. Because, we were looking at that together. And it
every
was just,
team went 50 or 60.
Yeah, that was nuts. That was nuts.
So, no, I'm a little afraid of going under.
I can understand that. I can understand it. Let's move on. Next game, Sunday Night Football, the Packers at the Chiefs. Chiefs -4, the total is 48. Now, if Mahomes was playing, I guarantee this number would be around 55, 60. 7:20 p.m. on NBC. It's at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City, Missouri. Patrick Mahomes is out. Aaron Rodgers has started playing better. I wonder...
Better? He had a perfect passer rating, 5 touchdowns last week.
Yes.
That's as good as anybody can play. We can't downplay that. I crap on the guy enough. When he plays poorly, he's judged the way he played. He played outstanding.
Against the Raiders.
I give him the props.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. But I do wonder if that's a one game, you know... But at small sample size, yeah, absolutely.
I don't know that the Chiefs' defense is better or worse than the Raiders.
It's same thing, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
This could be...
We are being cheated so badly. Just Andy Reid needs to... Listen, you guys need to share the show out a whole lot more. Tell everyone you know, and maybe I could have got to the ear of Andy Reid.
Yeah. That's it. Last week...
I said it.
Yeah, last week you did.
Thursday Night Football is not worth it.
No.
The rest of the season is too important.
Should have benched him.
Just get him healthy.
Yeah, and instead...
I know it was a fluke accident. It probably wouldn't have made a difference or whatever. Okay, that's fine. He wouldn't have got hurt Thursday.
That's true.
We'd have got this game.
And we would have gotten Aaron Rodgers against Patrick Mahomes, and we would have had
these... You still beat the hell out of the Broncos. Because yeah. They're a garbage football team.
We would have had the State Farm game. I'm just saying.
Moving on.
What do you like here? Packers?
No.
You like Chiefs?
I like the Chiefs. I think Andy Reid likes when he's back. Of course, I bet against Packers all the time. Catch a lot of hell for it. That's fine. Andy Reid, I think, kind of likes that.
Oh, I guarantee he does. Yeah.
He's working something up this week that's going to be a wrinkle that Green Bay hadn't seen yet. I do think it's going to be an incredibly close game. So I just want whoever's starting off with points.
So, Packers?
No. The Packers are -4.5.
It moved that much? Oh,
God. I don't know what number I don't think you that's, said.
I don't know that that's... Is that right? It moved from minus four to my like to Green Bay minus 4.5?
That's what Mahomes means.
That is absolutely... I'm sorry that I'm so floored right now because I could have sworn.
When you said four, I just thought you had the right number and you just missed the half point because it might have moved one point or another.
No, I could have sworn that
it's five now. I get him at plus five.
Yeah, I'm going to take that too. I'm going to take that too. I thought, man, I don't know. Like that's
look, Kansas City would be plus minus four against this Packers team.
Yeah, I really did. Like I don't know why.
With Matt Moore, who the hell's quarterbacking? Is that right? Did I get that right?
Well, but Moore looked pretty good last week. Yeah, Matt Moore, like the dude they brought in off of the couch.
Matt Moore.
Yeah. God. That I'm sorry. That absolutely.
Ooh, wow.
That tore me up, man. That's just. I don't know. I don't know what to even say. Let's move into game number three. Let's get off of that one. Raiders at the Texans. Texans minus 6.5. 51.5 the total. 3:15 p.m. on CBS. It's at NRG Stadium in Houston. Look, had Derek Carr not done what he did at the end of that first half, then that
Time out. Had we not have the most asinine, ridiculous rule in all of sports. Go on.
Yeah, it's look, the Raiders should have scored right there. They were down 14-10, had the ball first and goal. You score a touchdown there, that makes it 17-14 Raiders. Even if you kick a field goal, it's 14-13.
Okay.
Instead,
let's give them the touchdown.
Give them the touchdown. 17-14. And at that point, I think maybe the Packers don't score.
Why would the Packers not score? Clock would be virtually the same.
The clock would be about the same, but I think that there's a different mentality. Like
when you're down as opposed to...
No, I think that momentum is a real thing. You can think it's different. Like that's
they
fine.
Went down and scored. Like nothing in the scenario changed.
Okay, so let's make it 21-17 instead.
Yeah.
Instead of 21-10. And then the Packers get the ball to start the second half. They come down, score a touchdown. 28-17 at that point instead of 28-10. Still 28-17, a little bit closer ball game.
True.
And I think that the Raiders really had a chance here.
At any point in time, did you think the Raiders defense was going to be capable of stopping the
Packers? It did not look like it at that time, no.
I didn't think so either. I've been wrong before.
And we were wrong last week because
that's right,
we both had the Raiders.
I believe the Raiders could keep this thing close. I hate that rule. And we have to, at some point in time, somebody in the world of football has to stand up and say, this is the worst rule in all of sports, and we have to change it. And it's not one of those things where, well, the NFL game will change it, and then later college will adapt to it. No, somebody just needs to step in and say, football has changed, and you have to call it consistently all the way down the field. That's it.
That makes sense. I mean, it absolutely makes sense.
It's the worst rule in sports. I don't know the effect of the game.
I mean, you've talked about it on the gambling show with TJ.
I've talked about it any time it's ever happened in the history of the times that it happens.
If you fumble the ball from the six and it goes out of bounds at the three.
They bring it back to the six because the rule is you cannot fumble the ball forward. That's the rule, right?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to fumble the ball forward. But if you fumble the ball forward and it goes out of bounds in the end zone, then the other team gets the ball at the 20 because that makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah. I'm with you. So, back to the actual game. Raiders at Texans. Is there any chance the Raiders keep this close?
I think they can keep it close. This Texans defense is not good.
Deshaun Watson is dealing right now, though. And I understand he didn't look great against the Colts.
I think Deshaun Watson has kind of been a little up and a little down. Way more up. I shouldn't say down. He's good. You're right. They're good. The problem is the defense. They can't stop anybody either.
Yeah.
I mean, we can throw them in there with Kansas City and the Raiders.
Now, that's true. That's true.
I mean, name a team they've held to nothing.
What? Which way are you leaning on this one?
What's the point?
Six and a half.
I'd take the Raiders again. I would take the Raiders again.
I think
it's just because I don't trust Houston.
Neither do I. I'm rolling Raiders here. I think that they can. The Raiders would like to ugly this game up, and I think they could do it.
The Raiders aren't capable of uglying anything up. They got to play from the front. They got to play with the lead.
Yeah.
And they got, but if they get a lead, they usually have done a really good job of keeping the lead.
That's true.
Because their offense is good.
So we'll see.
And the best way to play defense is to not play defense.
It's to not play defense.
Mike Lombardi has put something in my head that I now believe. I believe it as gospel.
Yeah, I trust it. All right, let's move on. Next one up. The Eagles at the Bills. Bills are a 1.5-point favorite. It opened as a pick 'em. Total 43. It is a noon game on Fox, and it's at New Era Field in Buffalo. Eagles 3-4. They could be working their way out of the playoffs here. This is a desperate team. Typically, Doug Peterson does really well when his team is desperate. There ain't no Nick Foles to fall back on right now. The Bills are absolutely legit. This defense is legit. I mean, this team is 5-1. 5-1. And Eagles sitting at 3-4. You move them to 3-5. I mean, that they could be in a lot of trouble right here. And the Bills, you get a home win like this over the Eagles against a desperate Eagles team. I like the Bills here. Like, yeah, you and I both love their defense. We're both.
I like the team. I'm not afraid of the offense.
That's it.
The one
I don't think the offense is as good as the defense. But
the offense looked bad against the Patriots. Well, congratulations.
Everybody
has looked bad defense offensively except Washington against the Patriots.
Yeah.
Okay. This Bills defense is not, our offense is not garbage. They're not trash.
Yeah.
No, they're really good. Also, we have a rule. We bet against bad teams.
This is true.
What are the Eagles?
I think that they are becoming a bad team.
I think they're a bad team.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
That hurts me to say because I love Fletcher Cox. You know that.
I mean, he hadn't been playing much, though.
Well, but it's not him. He's one guy on the defensive front, and he's getting older. But he's been dominant. He's been fine. But he's one dude. You can block one dude.
Yeah. No, that's true. But he's also, I mean, been dealing with injuries and whatnot. So that becomes a problem. And the Eagles are just ravaged by injuries.
We said it a long time ago. I know Foles is hurt right now, so we don't have any real tape to see on him. The day he won the Super Bowl, before the confetti was falling on the ground, what'd I say?
You said that you keep him and you trade.
You get a king's ransom for Wentz. You probably at that point in time could have got 2 first and 2 second for Wentz. I mean, you could have got a king's ransom for him.
Yeah.
Now what you got? Guy that's got 3 wins, perfectly healthy, nothing wrong with him.
Yeah,
he's just fine. He's just not good.
I'm gonna assume we're both leaning Bills here.
Oh yes, sir. We bet against bad teams.
Yes,
we do.
I think
the Eagles are a bad team.
Now you're right about that.
I have no idea how in the hell they beat the Cowboys, the Packers.
Oh yeah, no clue.
I just don't like that's. I'm living in bizarro world right now.
Well, because it was.
It's what continues to make me dumb down my Packers enthusiasm. I'm trying to give them more love. But I think that bad team is always in there.
Thursday night, road dogs.
That's
covered every week.
No, they haven't, by the way.
You want to go look?
Yeah, because the Patriots have played on Thursday night already. I don't know when, but I know they have.
And the Patriots haven't
been a dog in like a decade, so.
We'll need to look that up here in a little bit.
You keep talking.
I'll come back to you guys and let you know about that. Let's jump into the rapid fire segment. No, we're not doing the rapid fire segment. We're moving into the Browns Patriots. So this is
Chiefs favorite covered last week, Thursday Night Football.
Oh, you got a point. Yeah, that was last week. Yeah, you're right. Before last week, it was a thing.
Patriots at home against the Giants, Thursday night.
Covered. Yeah.
Favorite.
Thursday.
Rams Seahawks. That's a 1-point game. Didn't matter. You can say
Rams covered.
The dog covered. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. 1-point line they covered. Eagles
covered.
It's terrible radio.
It's all good. We're getting the facts down.
Jaguars covered. I have no. They're the home.
They were the home dog.
I don't know if they were a dog or not.
They were because that long ago. I had the Titans minus two in that game.
Bucks. Nope. That was a. When was the Thursday night game here?
Bucks Panthers.
Oh, that was Thursday night. For some reason, yeah. I thought that was.
The and Panthers game. Were the favorite.
Yep. So that one worked. Week two, it worked, and week one, it worked with the. Packers,
yeah, so all the way up until the Patriots broke it, it had covered every week. Not necessarily road dog, but just the dog covered every Thursday up until the Patriots.
So for 3 weeks it covered?
4 weeks.
Okay.
That's pretty long. That's a nice little streak.
Well, week one is not
a Thursday night. I'm not saying it's a damn trend.
Week one is not a Thursday night trend. Yes, you are. That's exactly what you said. This is why you got to stop with the damn trends.
I'm not saying it's something to bet on. I'm saying that it happened. That's all I was saying.
But it didn't happen. You said it, and it didn't happen.
Okay. All right. Let's move on to Browns at the Patriots. Patriots minus 13, total of 46, 3:25 p.m. on CBS. They've kind of made this a little bit of a primetime game. It's at Gillette Stadium, Foxborough, Massachusetts. You know more about these two teams than anybody.
I really do know more about both these teams than anybody. I would put that to the test.
Give me in like 30 seconds.
I'm not going to be able to do that.
Do it in a minute.
All right. I think what we saw on Monday Night Football is going to be a lot like what this game is going to look like here.
Okay.
I think the defense for the Browns are a lot better than the defense for the Jets. Outside of that, it don't matter. While the skill players for the Browns are incredible, far better than anything the Jets have. Far better than anything the Jets have. Better running game, better receivers, all across the board. The quarterback is the same. The coach is worse. Freddie Kitchens is out of his league. What Bill Belichick does to Baker Mayfield and Freddie Kitchens is going to be criminal.
Yeah, that's a good word for it.
This one's at home.
That's a really good word for it.
This is in New England. They're going to have their way with them defensively. I don't know what the defense will do to Tom. This is a good defense, and if Tom gets staggered, he's just made it clear. I'm not taking hits early in the season. I'm just not. You can hit me in January. I'll stand in the pocket and make a throw. Now, I'm not. He's just going to throw it on the ground. So will they cover? I don't know. I don't know what the offense is going to do. I know this. This is the league, a team that leads the world in takeaways against the quarterback that leads the world in giveaways. I don't know what you want me to tell you. And a coach on one side that knows every nuance and every facet to every part of this game against another coach that I don't know knows very much.
I agree with you.
And I think people are going to get carried away by the fact that the Browns have all this flash, all this talent, 2 weeks to prepare, and they're going to look so much better, and the defense is going to get after Tom. That actually might happen. And they're going to just be different on offense. They're not.
I need to correct a gambling stat.
Okay.
You know the trend that I used last week for the Raiders and the Packers?
No, but the fact that you're correcting gambling trends is
pretty funny, right?
On brand.
So the Browns are on a bye, or coming off a bye.
Coming off a bye.
And the Pats played Monday night.
Yes, sir.
And we had the same thing happen with the Raiders and the Packers.
Okay, I didn't.
And I told you that the team coming off the bye was 30-15.
Oh wow, this is one of those where I was looking other stuff up and I missed that.
It's the other way around. The team coming off the bye is 15-30 against the team coming off Monday night.
Basically, I'm going to tell you this. I don't know how many times. I guess that's only happened 45 times. Basically, coming off a bye is about 50-50. It virtually does nothing for your team.
Yeah.
It helps you get healthier, but it also keeps you out of rhythm. I mean, this is...
Yeah, it takes you out of rhythm.
You can spin it however you... Whatever the outcome is, you know what story to write.
Yeah.
They were either rusty or they were rested.
Yeah.
You know? The other team was either tired or they were you know, battle-tested and in mid-season form.
Like, you can come up with a reason for everything,
you can make it say whatever you want. It's all bullshit.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, the game is played on the field, and how it happens is how it happens. And I'm just going to tell you, Sir William Belichick and getting got by Freddie Kitchens.
Now, I think you're probably right there. Probably right.
You know how I like to do those little money line bets with all the rest of my bets?
Yeah.
I'm almost confident enough to where I just do not see a world in which this could be the death knell of me. I do not see a world in which the Browns beat this team.
I'm rolling Patriots minus 13.
Yeah, me too. I'm checking that money line.
I'm sure it's...
No, it's only minus 750.
Let's see, that's not bad.
No, the other money lines I had to pair it with was like minus 1,500, minus 1,000.
Yeah. Minus 750 ain't bad. That ain't bad at all. Let's move into rapid fire here. Thursday Night Football, Redskins at the Vikings. Is there any life at all left in the Redskins? Is there any plan, anything?
Nope.
Okay. I like the Vikings a lot.
Nope, and nope.
Okay. Monday Night Football, Dolphins at the Steelers. The Dolphins showing a little bit of life, but the Steelers look pretty good with Hodges, man. Or what's his last name?
That's your team.
Man, yeah, but I don't know this guy. Devlin Hodges, I think is the guy. Third stringer from Samford. But he's looked okay. Like, he's all right. That's going to be an ugly game. Monday night, good gracious.
Just spend time with the family.
Yeah.
I'll watch the World Series if it's still going.
Yeah, if it's still going. We'll see.
I missed it tonight.
Nats got it tonight.
I'm not bitter about that at all.
Did they end up winning? Okay. Good gracious. Cardinals at the Saints. This is actually a pretty interesting game. Cardinals will look pretty good. If you're expecting me to comment on the fact that I made you miss the World Series, sorry. You can watch tomorrow. It'll be fine.
We got
work to do, man.
I know. I'm not mad at you. I'm just mad at the situation.
Yeah, it happens.
It's not personal.
No.
It's just I can be unhappy.
Cardinals at the Saints. Saints keep this thing rolling.
Yes, the Cardinals are going to get killed.
They've been playing pretty good.
Okay. They ain't played this Saints team.
Nah, I mean, I think you're probably right.
They get killed.
They were talking about the possibility of Breeze coming back.
It don't matter.
I think they could probably hold him out on this.
Murray's not scoring.
I think you're right about that. Like, that poor kid. Like, he ain't played this defense yet.
No. Go up there and beat up on the Giants. Knock yourself out. And I'm proud of that. I had that. I had some money on that. That was good. I'm excited. This is not that.
No. All right, so coming off of two teams that are playing pretty well, last one.
Two teams playing bad?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
The Chargers and the Bears.
Oh.
In Chicago. Oh,
God. I don't think you pay me money to watch this game.
I mean, it should be nice
and
cold.
And I really like both of these teams, too.
Yeah. But this ain't good football.
Kind of gave me a little indigestion.
I didn't know
that's where we were going.
What's the line on that right now?
Bad and bad.
Like, there it is. Bears four. Bears minus four and under or over under 40. Yeah, 40 and a half. Whew, that's bad.
We bet on both these unders last week.
Yeah, we did.
Both these teams put up like 30-something points.
Which is still insane. Still insane. And Chargers had a chance to win at Tennessee. Probably, I mean.
Had a chance to win.
Probably should have.
They did win, kind of.
Twice.
It was taken away.
Twice.
Did Melvin Gordon put the ball on the ground? Put our boy Justin Jackson in.
Yeah, for real. Quit giving it to Eckler.
He wouldn't have fumbled. Eckler fumbled on the goal line multiple times this year. Now Melvin's fumbling. You know who don't fumble?
Jackson. Believe that. All right, that's going to wrap up the NFL big game previews for week number 8. Of course, go over to winningcureseverything.com. Go to tunicatravel.com. I ain't even going to try and give you the rest of it. If you want to know the rest of it, go to the front of the video. So we will see you guys again next time. Thanks for checking out Winning Cures Everything. If you want to keep up with us, hit subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Visit the website at winningcureseverything.com, or you can like us on Facebook or follow us at Winning Cures, at Gary WCE, or at Chris B. Giannini on Twitter. Share out the show, leave a nice review, and make sure to comment and tweet at us.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.